sefer we chose is called Derech Hashem. It is the Ramchal's probably clearest, most direct outline of the Klolius of Emunas and Deis. So it's a very, very chashuv sefer. It's the most basic in a sense of Sfarim that deal with the entirety of the Bria from Lamal Lamata. Okay, Esat Yakdama. Yisun Yediyas Advarim Al Maskrenas Kol Kehem. Kifimach Lakosim Siddiyach Haseyem. He doesn't have Chana. So he basically says, I'm going to be giving you an overview of the entire Mitzias of the Bria and the difference between what you might know until now to what I'm going to tell you is I'm going to be telling you something that's structured. So he said the advantage of knowing something in a structure in the right place as opposed to knowing just random is like the advantage of seeing a garden that's laid out in neat rows. And it's really very beautiful the way it's laid out. As opposed to seeing the same flora if it's just scattered at random. It's a person who tries to know and understand, and whatever he knows and understands is just random, there's no seder in the things, the person gets very sick and tired of it. It's like when you try, you know, the most famous memory trick is that when somebody gives you a list of random items, to make a story out of it. The same thing is true in any type of information. If a person has a lot of facts and there's no connection or structure to the facts, the person becomes extremely annoyed at it, and a person will give up at some point. Kihine kol echad mem shegiat siyura etzlo lo yaniach mehoyevay atshuka lo vetachlisay, because anyone who gets this information, he really would like to understand what it's about. So if a person this is a point that he's going to make and explain a little bit more also. The meaning of something has to do with its connection. Let's give an example. Somebody comes in and says, you know, Yankel came to Yeshivita in a white shirt. Well, what does that mean? I mean, as opposed to what, so what, and therefore what? Information itself has no meaning. So if I say that he always wears a blue shirt, now he wears a white shirt, that show that he wants to wear a white shirt, or whatever it is, that becomes meaningful only in context. Sometimes there's Gehenim. Okay, there's Gehenim. There's Moshiach, there's Moshiach. There's Chiyas HaMeisim, there's Chiyas HaMeisim. There's Kaf HaKel, there's this, that. And therefore what? Knowing all that doesn't seem to give me much information because I don't understand where it's coming from, what is its purpose, how does it compare to something similar, and all of that. So facts are really, really not of any meaning, and the person rejects it. At some point, that's why if we learn history, in the good old days, history was drilling in names of people. Who was the king that fought the war? Where was the war fought? When was it won? When was it lost? And that's it. Trying to remember those facts is, at some point you just give up, you don't want to know it. But if somebody comes and gives it to you in a story form, and he says, this was going on, and this is what people are feeling like, and these are some of the things that were going on that show it, and then people's feeling got dried up, and here began all sorts of things where they started pushing back, like this, like this, like this, and that all blew up, and this became this, and then it has meaning to it. And this war basically finished England as world power. And from now on, England would only be its own island, it would not have colonies, etc., etc. So it's part of a story. So having in all of this information, he's going to explain by giving you a structure and understanding what caused what and what results in what and why is this here for that, that will give you an understanding. Whenever you get a piece of information, you'd like to understand it. You'll never be able to do it. Because you don't understand context. A big part of what a thing is its context. And where it stands exactly in the hierarchy. So his desire to know bothers him and he can't satisfy it. And the craving for the knowledge hurts him. And this, by the way, is also one of the really, really difficult parts about learning Gemara, especially the way we do it in yeshivas here, is that you have a little bit of information. You have a lot of back and forth, a lot of questions, a lot of unresolved issues. So people sit back and at some point they just have a lot of bits of information, but they can't put it together. Where's it coming from? What's the problem it's raising? How are we resolving it? And it's some of it has to do with not learning efficiently, not learning correctly. Some has to do just with nature, because it is. It's all back and forth, and it's all Shaka Vataria, the Gemara, and the Ratesis, and so on. So it's hard to keep track of it. But I think it's one of the very difficult parts of it, is because it does not seem to have. I can't lay it out and put it in its place. The Sefer that does it in Gemara, that is extraordinary, is the Rambam. I advise people, if they're learning a sugya and they want to get a sense of it, to take the Rambam. The small disadvantage is the Rambam is his own shita, so sometimes that's not how most Rishonim learned, that's not how the halach is. But in the way the Rambam lays out the sugyas, there's nobody like it. He starts from the beginning and shows you, and he lists everything in its proper place. And a lot is learned from the way in which where the Rambam put his halacha. Where did his halacha appear? Even the sugya we're learning in Ksubis. Everybody looks at the Mishnah and says the Mishnah is talking about Pesha Asa. The Rambam doesn't put this Mishnah into any halacha Pesha Asa. The Rambam puts this Mishnah in Kim Shehigit. So basically, he has a very different way of looking at it. By understanding how it fits into the big picture, you understand an awful lot about it. And that's why learning the Rambam as a hakdama to a sugya, or even to a set of halachas, is extremely valuable, because the Rambam starts from the beginning, and his structure is incredible. Behine, klal ma sheitzdorach l'adam sheyafkin b'noisoy, what a person in general has to understand in a subject matter, u'madregosa amitish zacharnu, it is where its place is in the big picture. Vezeh, when we look at everything that's in the world, both the things that are tangible and the things that are conceptual, which is everything we could picture, if you ask yourself, list everything you know, so every word you know that means something, so you list it, okay, now these are not equal. It's not I have a bag with some, this type of candy, this type of candy. It's not like that at all. It has a structure to it. And he says, Aluminium shiny madregas maschalfos. You have different items with different madregas. Ukafi his chalef minum, ken yeschalfo mishbetem chukehem. And as their differences result in different in a different structure. And we need to use our minds to investigate each one, to analyze each one, so that we understand each one correctly. So now he's going to list 8, 4 times 2 logical questions to ask about something. But omnam roshe hamadregas aminim shmoina. Veheim asher roshe ruchon noisei, like you raise veheim. Hakol vachelik. What is the entire pie, and what is part of it? In other words, I'm looking at something, I'm asking myself, it's part of what? What is it? What is the bigger picture that this is part of? Olam Haba, Mashiach, is that part of the world of Schar, or is that part of a different world? Mashiach can belong to the world of Schar, which is the way we kind of people sort of mistaken think. But the truth is, no, that's not the piece of the pie at all of which it is. It's just something else. Next, Haklal Vaprat. What is the klal for this particular prat? Hasiba v'mesevev. What's the cause and what's the effect? In other words, what causes what? Hanosev v'meschaber. What's the essence and what is just part of it? So, Lamashal, if I ask you about a pencil, what is a pencil? So somebody will say, well, it's this yellow thing that you write with. That's not a good definition. A pencil is something that you write, and you can erase, I guess, we'll use that as the... And it happens to be that all pencils in the world are yellow. But maybe because, I don't know, whatever it is. But that's not really what the pencils are. Let's take another example. The material that pencils are made in a way that you can write easily with them and erase them easily. The material we use is graphite. It could be, theoretically, it might be something else. It just happens to be that the only substance we know like that is graphite. But that doesn't define the pencil. So if we don't have a clear understanding of what is the essence of something and what happens to be something, then we're not going to give it a good hagdara. So nosei v'meschaber is a very important logical analysis. And when somebody tells me, Yemoisa Mashiach is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come and do many wonderful nisim, so on and so forth. Are the nisim what Mashiach, Ramshid is not that actually, but let's say someone just says it. So those nisim are what Mashiach is? Is that what it is? Or it just happens to come along because it must be, but it's not it, or it may come along and it's not at all part of it. Understanding that, it's a very bad, when people obfuscate and they say things, when they define things with properties that are not essential to it, they're making a mistake. They're not exactly getting it right. And then let's take something silly. A person says, a rabbi is a person with like this long beard that sits and studies Torah all day. He may not have a beard, and he might be a rabbi. Yes, it happens to be most rabbis have a beard, but you're mixing up things that come along and things that are of essence. And especially when you're dealing with inyanim of Ikrei Emunah, understanding what these things are, the etzim, and what are things that just happen to come along for some reason, is critical in really understanding. So the first thing we're going to try to ask about every topic is, Imu koil v'mu chelek, is this the entirety of it? The world of Schar and Onish is a statement that seems to define an entire world. Gehenim, Gan Eden, whatever, seems to be part of a world. Imu klal o prat, Imu siboy mesevib, Unoisa mischada. So understanding each one, if you have to analyze it, we're going to do that. Okay, let's hold it here. I'm not sure we'll see you tomorrow.